IRIB English Radio.
The Supplication on Tuesdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, and praise is His right, since Him deserves it, abundant praise. I seek refuge in Him from the evil of my soul, for surely the soul commands to evil, except as my Lord has mercy. I seek refuge in him from the evil of Satan, who adds sins to my sin. I seek protection with him from every wicked tyrant and unjust sovereign and conquering enemy. O Allah, place me among thy troops are the victors, and place me in thy party, for thy party are the ones who prosper. And place me among thy friends, for thy friends, no fear shall be upon them, nor shall they sorrow. O Allah, set right for me my religion, for it is the preserving tie of my affair. Set right for me my hereafter, for it is the abode of my permanent lodging, and to it I flee from the neighborhood of the vile. Make life an increase for me in every good, and death an ease for me from every evil. O Allah, bless Muhammad, the seal of the prophets, and the completion of the number of the envoys, and his household, the good, the pure, and his household, the good, the pure, and his companions, the distinguished. And give me on the Tuesday three things. Leave no sin for me unless thou forgives it, and leave no grief unless thou takes it away, and leave no enemy, and leave no enemy unless thou repelst him. By means of in the name of Allah, the best of the names, in the name of Allah, Lord of earth and heaven, I seek to repulse every hateful thing, the first of which is his anger, and I seek to attract every lovable thing, the first of which is his good pleasure. So seal me with forgiveness from thee, O patron of beneficence.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. In the name of Allah, the Almighty,
Dear brothers and sisters, Salamun Alaikum. You're listening to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Be with us under the topic of Palestine. Today, Monday, is the 12th of Shawwal, 1442 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 3rd of Khordad, 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 24th of May, 2021 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We bless this moment of today's special by recitation of Chapter Isra, verse 1.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم سبحان الذي أسرى بعبده ليلا من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى الذي باركنا حوله لنريه من آياتنا
Exalted is he who took his servant by night from Al-Masjid al-Haram to Al-Masjid al-Aqsa, whose surroundings we have blessed to show him of our signs. Indeed, he is the hearing, the seeing.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
By using the phrase Masjid al-Aqsa, here means Bayt al-Maqaddis, which is the farthest mosque, for at that time no other mosque existed farther than that. So we had blessed its entire surroundings with material, spiritual, worldly, and religious blessings. For there was the place of worship of highly esteemed prophets, as well as the place for the descending of the revelation, which was a sacred point with flowing streams surrounded by fully fruit bearing trees.
سنأتي ببأس لأهل الخنا ونشفي الصدور بوأد الضلال ونشفي الصدور بوأد الضلال
سنأتي إليك نشد الرحال ويعلو الأذان أذان بلال سنأتي ببأس لأهل الخنا ونشفي الصدور بوأد الضلال ونشفي الصدور بوأد الضلال.
The heinous act of oppression and injustice. The strength of the Muslim community is in its care for natural rights of everyone, including the weak and the hated. Justice is the true metric by which Allah supports or rejects a community. If our community is weak, then we must critically examine our failure to fulfill justice. Allah will support the justice state even if it is led by the unbelievers, but Allah will not support the oppressive state even if it is led by believers. Dr. Fakhr Rouhani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bina-sta'in. Why is Palestine so important for Muslims? The city of Jerusalem became the reigning place or the reigning capital of Solomon as well. Meanwhile, when the Romans were dominant in Palestine, we find that the divine prophet Jesus Christ was born over there. It's related that He was born in the vicinity of Beit Lahm or Bethlehem, very close to Jerusalem over there. And then Jesus Christ, soon after, being raised over there, in Palestine. He moved from the city Nazareth to Jerusalem. And when he went to Jerusalem, he entered the Jerusalem's central sanctuary, that is Masjid al-Aqsa, and started worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from there. And we find that the central mosque of Jerusalem, that is Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa, was certainly the place from where the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam experienced his ascension and went to the heavens, not once or twice, but several times. And this is well endorsed in the Holy Quran. This is indicated in the Holy Quran. And now we find that such a sacred place like Palestine, and especially Jerusalem, has long been occupied by Zionists. I mean, those extremist Jews who migrated mainly from European countries and who've been settled over there in Palestine. And according to what they say, they regard the city of Jerusalem, and by the same extension, they regard the land of Palestine to belong to them, while the reality isn't so. Palestine belongs to Palestinians. I mean, the golden era and the golden period of the city of Jerusalem and the area of and the region of Palestine emerged in the period of the reign of the Islamic religion over there.
I will not fall, but I'm forgotten. I'm standing tall, I feel abandoned. Stand elevated, blessed by the prophets, led by the greatest, and peace it was promised. Can you hear my cry? Can you feel my hurt? One day the sun will rise over this land of love.
Forgetting the issue of Palestine is the enemy's goal. On today's special, if Muslims are united, Palestine will not be in the situation that it is in now. Today, Palestine is in a difficult situation. Gaza and the West Bank are in a difficult situation, both in different ways. Today, the people of Palestine are under serious pressures on a daily basis. They want to erase the issue of Palestine from the minds of people and the enemies. There are people who want to erase the issue of Palestine from the minds of people and consign it to oblivion. They want to, as they say, busy the West Asian region with themselves. This is an extraordinary sensitive and strategic region. It is a sensitive region in terms of geography, natural resources, and sea passageways. They want Muslims to stand up against Muslims and Arabs against Arabs. They want them to target and destroy one another so that the armies of Muslim countries, particularly those armies that are neighboring the Zionists, weaken on a daily basis. This is their goal. عينك تبكي فإني هنا أدعو إلهي احميها يا رب فهي في قلبي. Learn about ways to support Palestinians. Invest ethically. Recently, the Methodist Church in the USA began a program of progressive divestment from companies that were supporting human rights violations in Israel. If you are managing a business or investing pension funds on behalf of a religious body, trade union, or other organization, you may already be investing ethically. Please ask your broker to ensure that companies which support the Israeli occupation and the associated human rights violations are excluded from your investment portfolio. Companies who do this include those who operate in illegal Israeli settlements and companies who manufacture and supply equipment or provide services which support the occupation of Palestine. Remember, even individuals can invest ethically by ensuring that your pension or other elements of your investment portfolio are invested with an ethical investment broker.
And sometimes we think to ourselves, you know, we're tired of hearing about the oppression. Well, as tired as we are of hearing about the oppression, it's nothing like being in it. You know, we have the privilege of going to bed every night knowing that, for the most part, knowing that we're going to wake up, that our houses aren't going to get bombed by a drone or an F-16 or something like that, that our children are going to come back home safe. I don't want to talk about the images that are coming out of Palestine, out of Gaza today. They're too heartbreaking to even mention. What's being done to men, to women, to children, to babies. It's too much to talk about. But the point that I want to make is that these people who make alliances with the shaitan, at the end of the day, the shaitan is going to abandon them. Because the shaitan has no loyalty. We read in chapter number 59 again, كَمَثَلِ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ قَرِيبًا ذَاقُوا وَبَالَ أَمْرِهِمْ وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. So God here is describing how the Banu Nadir, they shared the same fate of the Banu Qurayza, in that they sought to create alliances with the non-believers, and so they share the same fate as the ones who came before them, and that they shall be defeated. كَمَثَلِ الشَّيْطَانِ, it gives, it strikes an example. كَمَثَلِ الشَّيْطَانِ إِذْ قَالَ لِلْإِنسَانِ اكْفُرْ. It's like how the shaitan, the devil, tells someone, commands someone to disbelieve. فَلَمَّا كَفَرَ قَالَ إِنِّي بَرِيءٌ مِنْكِ. As soon as someone disbelieves and follows the orders of the devil, what does he do? He disassociates from him. I've got nothing to do with you. You made your own choice. إِنِّي أَخَافُ اللَّهَ رَبَّ الْعَالَمِينَ. I fear God. The next verse says, فَكَانَ عَاقِبَتَهُمَا. The follower and the followed, both the devil and the one that followed him, أَنَّهُمَا فِي النَّارِ خَالِدَيْنِ فِيهَا وَذَلِكَ جَزَاءُ الظَّالِمِينَ. That both of them shall be punished for eternity in the hellfire.
Inshallah, we continue this topic till another episode of today's special, Fi Amanillah.
Every day we tell each other that this day will be the last, and tomorrow we all can go home free, and all this will finally end. Palestine, tomorrow will be free. Palestine, tomorrow will be free.
Palestine. food for thought.
Hello, dear friends, and let us start the day by contemplating these wise words spoken by Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him. Do not disrespect your weak friends. God will surely disgrace him whoever disgraces a believer, and will not gather them in the same place on the day of resurrection unless repentance is shown.
Fruitful Moments with IRIB English Radio.
Log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa maulana Abil Qasim al-Mustafa Muhammad wa ala ahli baytihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin al-ma'sumin. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, dear listeners. Welcome to another episode of Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio. If you, brothers and sisters, remember in our previous episode, we spoke about a word known as istislam. And we said that this, according to some of the scholars, meant an apparent following of religion or of the truth and religion, especially in the Islamic context, kind of go hand in hand. In this segment, which is according to the text I have in front of me, which is the 23rd segment of this beautiful tradition from Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam, a very similar word appears. So in some of the books, they have translated both terms as submission, which is not correct, because istislam, because of what it is up against, which was istikbar, is obviously different to the submission in taslim, which in this context or in this segment, it has been put, you know, against shak or doubt. So here we say that when a person has taslim, he has complete and utter knowledge and ma'rifah, not only in terms of his apparent nature, but something that has penetrated his heart deeply and has given him certainty. For in other traditions, we see that this taslim is one of those aspects in which certainty is formed. Now, certainty about what? Certainty about the source of everything. Certainty that a person will one day definitely return to that source. Inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Certainty about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Certainty about himself and the complete dependence that you have upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what we mean, and this is one of the possible meanings that some of the scholars have mentioned for the term taslim. And obviously, doubt is the opposite, that a person does not know. he is unable to create a type of certainty within his heart. Now, this is important. It is not just a psychological, no. It is deeper than the psychological. We have what is called a psychological certainty, where, you know, you are okay with it, you know, you are fine with it in terms of your mental state. No, this is deeper. This is not only, for example, psychological certainty and psychological doubt. It is a pure and a complete tasneem, which enables a person to reach certainty. And on the other side, you have this doubt where this prevents a person from reaching that complete certainty. And this is a trait of the soul and not just a mental state. It is deeper than that. For what is important to note, the mental states are actually a function of the soul in the Islamic, as you like to call it, philosophical psychology. Or that's what they call it anyway. Not the psychology in terms of the science we have today, which just studies behavior. No, this is not what we mean. We mean the study of the human soul. And in Islam, the soul is one of the most important aspects of the human. All together, obviously, with his body, and we don't want to get into that discussion. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to acquire this tasneem, inshallah, and to remove the doubt from us. Until next time, my dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Oh Lord, here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure. Oh Lord, here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon the soul of Prophet Muhammad and his purified progeny. Dear audience, assalamu alaikum. Welcome to another episode of the program Let's Recite the Quran, coming to you from the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. I'm your host Mahdi, and as always, we are joined by our Quran expert, dear brother Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Alaykum as-salam, Brother Mahdi, and as-salamu alaykum to all the dear brothers and sisters who are listening to this program. Thank you for having me.
The pleasure is all mine, brother. Well, dear audience, as you may know, the program Let's Recite the Quran consists of several Quranic parts. In this series, at first, we all are going to listen to a recitation of the Noble Quran recited by a famous reciter. After it, Brother Muhammad will analyze that recitation, and at the end, we are going to listen to a short speech about the Noble Quran. Stay tuned, dear audience. We'll be right back. Today, in the first part of the program, Let's Recite the Quran, we all are going to listen to the recitation of Surah Quraysh, recited by Brother Qasim Muqaddami. Dear audience, let's listen to it, preceded by its English translation.
In the name of Allah, the absolutely merciful, the especially merciful, for the protection of the Quraysh, for their protection, the caravans set forth safely in winter and summer. So let them worship the Lord of this house, who has fed them against hunger, and has given them security against fear.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لإيلاف قريش.
الله الله الله. جميل.
Welcome back to your audience of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program Let's Recite the Quran. And what you just listened to was recitation of Surah Quraysh, recited by Brother Qasim Muqaddami, the Iranian reciter. Brother Muhammad, let's talk about this beautiful recitation.
Yes, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is the last part of the recitation of Brother Qasim Muqaddami, Surah Quraysh. And it's interesting that he changes the riwayah when he wants to recite this surah. He recites in the riwayah of Warsh an-Nafir. And there is a reason he does this, because he wants to lengthen the Maddul Badals that are in this recitation. And just by lengthening a Mad, your recitation can become a lot better, a lot nicer, and more beautiful. Because you can use a lot of vocal techniques just on the med. And just the lengthening of the med itself adds to the beauty of a recitation.
So here we can break actually the rule consistency, because we are changing the riwayah, am I right?
No, that's not true. Consistency has to be within the riwayah, but it's okay if you change the riwayah of a recitation. Because a lot of reciters do this. Mustafa Ismail, he recites in various riwayas in one recitation.
So why did he change? He could actually continue making...
It's okay. It's okay. You could recite in whatever riwayah that you know. Okay. Provided that you know the rules of the riwayah, it's okay if you change. Even if it's in the middle of a surah. And the thing with Matul Badal is that you're allowed to lengthen it more than two vowel counts in Warsh. Up to six vowel counts, two, four, or six vowel counts. And Brother Qasim al-Tam, he's lengthening it to, I think, six vowel counts. لِإِلَى فِي قُرَيْشِ إِلَى فِيهِمْ. See, these are all Maddul Badals.
Could you talk a bit more about Maddul Badal?
Maddul Badal means that, Badal means substitution.
Mm-hmm.
The cause of the Mad, instead of being after the Hamza, instead of being after the Mad, is before the Mad. Uh-huh. And this causes lengthening. And in Warsh, you can lengthen it more than two vowel counts. Just like we could see li ilaf, we have a hamza which precedes
the ya wal mad.
Again, ilafihim is the same thing. We have a hamza that precedes a ya wal mad, which of course is not written. For the second one, ilafihim, the ya wal mad is not written, but it has to be read.
Mm-hmm.
There are certain places where some words, especially the long vowels, are not written, but they have to be read. For example, Dawood. We have only one waw that is written.
And in some scripts, there's a small alif.
Small waw. For Dawood, there's a small waw.
Mm-hmm.
For ilafihim, there's a small ya.
Mm-hmm.
And in case of an alif maqsura, which will be alif maqsura, there will be a small alif. Okay, ilafihim rihlat al-shita'i was-sayf. In Warsh, you can only lengthen Mad al-Muttasil to 6 vowel counts. You don't have any other choice. And the word as-sayf, sa-sa-sayf, we have a sad with tafkhim. Sad is pronounced just like a seen.
The place of articulation is the same.
The place of articulation is exactly the same. The only difference is that
the manner of articulation
sad,
differs.
Yes, the sad has tafkhim, which means it's a letter of istila and also a letter of itbaq. So you should say wasayf, sa.
So not the root of
safe.
The tongue is raised.
Yeah, the root of the tongue is raised.
فَلْيَعْبُدُوا
رَبَّ هَذَا الْبَيْتِ فَلْيَعْبُدُوا عَيْن is pronounced with tawassut and without qarqala. If you say فَلْيَعْبُدُوا, that's incorrect.
The timing should be more than plosives
and
less than weak fricatives.
Yes, exactly. رَبَّ, the ra has tafkhim because it has a fatha.
Yeah, it should be pronounced thickly.
Yes. هَذَا الْبَيْتِ, we have a matulin in the word البيت.
Yeah, it's a diphthong actually.
Yeah, it's a diphthong because we have a ya sakina preceded by a letter with a fatha.
The sound
ay. Ay. Just make sure that you don't say ay.
Mm-hmm.
Ay, if we don't have such a vowel in Arabic. Ay.
Ay.
هذا البيت.
بيت.
الذي أطعمهم. Again, in Warsh, مد المنفصل is also lengthened to 6 vowel counts,
mm-hmm.
just like مد المتصل. Actually, we only have 2 kinds of مد which can be lengthened to 4 vowel counts. That is مد البدل, which is optional. You can lengthen to 2, 4, 6 vowel counts. And also مد اللين, when there is a ياء المد, okay, مد اللين, followed by a همزة. Because the cause of the lengthening would be the همزة. For example, شيء, we have مد اللين here, and you have to lengthen it to at least 4 vowel counts.
Mm-hmm.
Some say that you could also lengthen it to 6 vowel counts, but the minimum is 4 vowel counts.
Thank you, dear Brother Muhammad, and thank you, dear audience of IRIB English Radio. And now the third part of the program, let's recite the Quran. We all are going to listen to a short speech by Dr. Shomali talking about the Noble Quran. Let's enjoy it.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We talked about merits of recitation of the Quran yesterday, and we have a follow-up today about a concept which is mentioned in the Quran, and that is حق التلاوة. There is a hadith from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. According to this hadith, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, ما هو والله بحفظ آياته وسرد حروفه وتلاوة صوره ودرس أعشاره وأخماسه حفظوا حروفه وأضاعوا حدوده. Imam says, والله حق التلاوة is not just a matter of reading and doing, you know, waqf and, you know, wasl, being able to recite the Quran in different styles. These are important, but these are not enough. These are not sufficient.
Even if you memorize the Quran, which is very good, but it is not sufficient. Imam says there are people who حفظوا حروفه وأضاعوا حدوده. They have memorized the letters, but they have abandoned the boundaries that the Quran is fixing. حدود, the boundaries, the laws of the Quran. وإنما هو تدبر آياته. حق التلاوة is to do تدبر, to reflect, to ponder. يقول الله تعالى كتاب أنزلناه إليك مبارك ليدبروا آياته. The book that we sent down to you, which is blessed, so that they ponder on its verses. So حق التلاوة means, in addition to correct and beautiful recitation, is to take your time and reflect, see what lesson you can take from this, what command is there, what promise is there, what threat is there, and apply to your life.
Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, what you just listened to was a short speech by Dr. Shomali, and that was the final part of the program. Let's recite the Quran. If you have any comments, questions, or suggestions, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. And don't forget to visit our website, that is parstoday.com. Click on the tab Call of Islam on the top right of the page, and there you can have access to all our programs as well as the other programs of the radio. Until our next episode, we'll leave you in Allah's care. Have a nice time and goodbye.
منام سبحان يا خالق الإنسان نورنا بالقرآن بمصحف الإيمان ندعوك نرجوك يا مالك التكوين ندعوك نرجوك يا مالك التكوين املأ قلبي قرآن اشرح صدري قرآن املأ قلبي قرآن اشرح صدري قرآن.
The ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين, ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma inni as'aluka برحمتك التي وسعت كل شيء وبقوتك التي قهرت بها كل شيء وخضع لها كل شيء.
Brothers and sisters, previously we started talking about the commentary of this dua, specifically the beginning part of it. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. So, we try to count some of the reasons why this dua begins with such a beautiful phrase. We read to you a narration from Imam Musa ibn Ja'far alayhi salam. ما من أحد دهمه أمر يغمه أو كربته كربة فرفع رأسه إلى السماء ثم قال ثلاث مرات بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إلا فرج الله كربته وأذهب غمه. So when the individuals are grief-stricken and they say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim three times while looking up to the sky, in return, Allah eliminates the grief of those people. We read in an important tradition, لا يرد دعاء أوله بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. A dua which begins with بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم will not be rejected by Allah. In this regard, the Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has counted the guards of hell as 19, and he said, من أراد أن ينجيه الله من الزبانية التسعة عشر فليقرأ بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. He says, the one who wants Allah to save him from these guards should recite بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فإنها تسعة عشر حرفا ليجعل الله له كل حرف منها جنة من واحد منهم. This بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم consists of 19 letters, so that Allah will set each letter as a guard from the fire. It is narrated from the Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when a teacher teaches Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim to a child, the exalted God sets the child, his parents, and his teacher free from the fire. So these are some of the reasons that this dua begins with such an illuminating phrase. This Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, which means that we start by reciting, remembering the Allah, which is Rahman and Rahim at the same time. Now, we will try to talk about the connotations of Bismillahi in the next programs, inshallah. But let's just have a look at some of the other narrations regarding this Bismillahi Rahman Rahim.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم In the name of Allah, the beneficent, the merciful Oh Allah, bless Muhammad and his progeny O Allah, I beseech you by your mercy which encompasses everything and by your power by which you overcome everything and which submits to it everything and humble before it is everything and by your might by which you conquer everything and by your majesty against which nothing can stand And by your greatness which prevails over everything And by your authority which is exercised over everything And by your own self that shall endure forever after everything has vanished And by your names which manifest your power over everything And by your knowledge which pervades everything And by the light of your face which illuminates everything O He who is light, O He most holy, O He who is light, O He most holy.
narrated from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam that he said, "My people are accounted for their deeds in the hereafter, and their good deeds are superior to the bad deeds." At this time, the past nations cry out, "Why do their minute good deeds exceed their mountain of bad deeds?" The prophets of those nations will answer, "Because their speech has begun with three of Allah's names, Allah, the Beneficent, Ar-Rahman, and the Merciful, Ar-Rahim. These three names are greater in weight than all the virtues and vices of mankind." In fact, beginning our dua with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim will somehow guide us onto the best things that can be asked from the Almighty Allah. It is narrated from Imam Ar-Ridha alayhi salam, "Inna Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim taqtaribu min al-ism al-a'zam iqtirab sawad al-'ayn min bayadhiha." The Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim is as close to Allah's chief name as is the blackness of the eye to its whiteness. Certainly, if the true dua begins with Allah's principal name, the supplicant is more likely to be answered. And of course, from another point of view, the supplicant is more likely to be asking from the Almighty Allah whatever is best for himself. In the next program, we will inshallah talk about the connotations of Bismillah and the meaning of the word ism in Arabic. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. IRIB English Radio.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering it down some questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah هو ذا الرحمن
Allah
هو ذا المنان.
لا إله إلا الله.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear audience of IRIB English Radio, assalamu alaikum. Welcome to another episode of the program, Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. Today our guest is Hujjatul Islam Sayyid Mohsen Naqavi, who is an Islamic scholar from Hoze Elmiye of Qom. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thanks for inviting.
It's my pleasure. Well, today's question is, do violence and war have their roots in religion or atheism? And what was the achievements of non-religious philosophies and schools of thoughts on the issue of war?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Well, generally from the atheist or the non-religious groups,
yes,
it is generally said that the religious is always about oppressing people, or the oppression, and it is the religion that is taking people towards the fight and war and everything. Let me just quickly give you an example that in 1914 World War One was started.
Yeah.
Now the countries that were involved in World War One were they religious countries or not? The answer is no. They all were the secular. The ruler of those countries, the presidents of those countries, prime minister, the great war that we had, the countries who were involved, it was, different countries. They all were the secular people. Mm-hmm. So in World War One, for example, those countries who started the war.
Yeah, who waged the war, actually,
mm-hmm. they were all secular.
Yes.
And in World War II, we can see the same thing happening. Now, the bombing on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, who did this? Did a Muslim country did it? Did a religious state? No. America did it, who is totally secular. The rulers are secular. They are promoting this atheism and everything. Uh-huh. And they are saying, these religions are not good and you should... separate religion from the politics,
yes,
which is the secularism.
Yeah.
So they were the followers of secularism. They have nothing to do with the religion.
Yes.
These politicians who had part in the wars, they all were the ones who were non-religious people.
Non-religious people wage wars.
Yeah, it is those who do not have any religion, they are not bound to the religious teachings.
Uh-huh.
Where the religious teachings tells you to not to oppress anyone,
uh-huh.
not to invade any country, not to do zulm or the unjust. Don't be unjust with the people.
Yes.
In the Quran, many times Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that do not do injustice,
mm-hmm.
and do not be from the wrongdoers. Yeah. All these things, I think,
all of these prevents Muslims to actually wage wars.
All of them, yes, it prevents. And even in the life of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if we see, he had wars, yes, but they were all in a defense.
This is the point.
He defended himself.
Uh-huh.
For example, Mushrikeen, they came to the ground of Badr. Then they came to the ground of Uhud.
Uh-huh.
Then they came towards Medina, which was the Battle of Ahzab or Battle of Khandaq. And other battles, when we see that, it was the Mushrikeen polytheists.
Yes.
Non-believers.
And Muslims were defenders.
Yeah. Non-religious people.
Mm-hmm.
Mushrikeen, non-religious people. They were the kafirin, non-religious people, who attacked the one who used to believe in the religion and God.
And as you said, in World War One. It was the same. Actually,
it was the same.
Ottomans
yeah.
actually were.
It was the same, and they attacked the
Ottomans.
Ottomans. So what we see in the history, that's what history talks about.
Mm-hmm.
Now, where does this come? This has come from, the religion.
This notion actually,
brings the war and all those things. For that, even I need to say, even those who were doing this, who were in charge of those wars, they were not really religious people. When we say religious, we refer to the prophets and imams, for uh-huh. example. Even the crusade war that we had, in the crusade war, Christians killed others.
Yes.
Even those kings who were in charge of crusade wars, They took the name of religion,